They might ask whose it is, might ask me if it's mine. I might say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor, but next door, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Okay. And same for this one. I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
All right. Okay, talking about different kinds of fruits and nuts. Well, the type of tree that Washington was supposed to have cut down, that's a
cherry.
Okay. What would you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
The core.
Okay. What about the hard inside part of a peach?
Seed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with different kinds of peaches according to whether the flesh of the peach is very tight against the seed?
No.
Or whether it falls out easily?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of freestone?
No.
Or clingstone?
No.
None of that. Okay. And the inside part of an apple that's left over?
Inside part?
Mm-hmm. That you don't eat.
The core.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people cutting up apples or peaches and setting them out in the sun to dry?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call them?
Dried peaches, dried apples, dried fruit.
Yeah. Did you ever hear people use the word snits to mean
no.
that?
No.
Okay. What about different types of nuts that grow around your hometown? Either in the ground or on trees?
Pecans. That's the basic kind of tree that that grew a kind of nut.
Yeah. What's the kind that Jimmy Carter's famous for?
Oh, peanuts. I'm going to forget that.
Yeah. You ever heard them called anything else?
Goobers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another nut that grows in a tree that's has a hard covering. You probably, I don't know, you might have these trees. It begins with the letter W, the kind of nut.
Walnuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have those?
No.
All right. What do you call that hard covering that you have to crack?
Shell.
Yeah. Is there a soft covering on a walnut outside, you know, that covers that, that comes off fairly easily, it might stain your fingers?
No, I don't know.
Not that you know
of.
Okay. Another kind of nut that you didn't mention, I'm sure doesn't grow around your hometown, but you can buy it in stores around Christmas time. It's kind of an oval-shaped nut. There's a candy bar called a Something Joy.
Almond.
Yeah, okay. And a type of citrus fruit that grows in Florida.
Orange.
And the plural would be?
Oranges.
Okay. And this phrase, if there were a bowl full of oranges on the table in the morning, but the children had come through the house all day, and by the evening the oranges were
gone.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned several vegetables that grew and would grow in a typical garden the other day. I don't think you mentioned one that's a little hard, round, red-colored root vegetable that's hot.
Hot. Red and hot. A reddish isn't hot.
Well, you don't think so? It just strikes me as kind of hot. Doesn't bother you?
No.
Okay. The plural form of that would be?
Reddishes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kind of tart to me. They don't bother you?
No.
Okay. Different taste buds.
Probably.
Okay. What about, you mentioned sweet potatoes the other day. I think sweet potatoes were stored in the potato shed. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Yams.
Okay. And another type of potato that's white?
Ice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the type of vegetable that makes your eyes water when you cut it?
Onion.
Yeah. Is there another kind that has a long green stalk to it? Again, you see these in salad bars. They're kind of small.
Yes, but they're all onions.
Just
to
onion.
Me.
No special name.
No.
Okay. And another type of vegetable that's slender, green, gets kind of slimy when you cook it?
Oh. Okra.
Yeah. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. What about this word? If you leave an apple out in the sun, it's going to dry up, get smaller, get all wrinkled, you know?
Withered.
Yeah. Or another word, you say it's going to
shrink.
Okay. Or another one that's similar to that word. Sounds about the same.